CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet lawnmowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
With an update from CKNXNewsToday.ca, I'm Tamara Thornton. Two kayakers had to be rescued from the strong current of the Saugeen River yesterday. Around 12:30 in the afternoon, emergency services responded to a 911 call from kayakers who got separated shortly after leaving the boat launch area at Hanover Park. The Hanover Fire Department used drones and a rescue boat to locate the two men who were swept away and had their boat overturned. Hanover police say the men were suffering from the early stages of hypothermia when they were rescued. World Wildlife Fund Canada's most significant fundraising event continues today. Yesterday, more than 3,100 people climbed the CN Tower's 144 floors in the Climb for Nature, and even more are expected today. In sports, the Toronto Maple Leafs were without William Nylander for the first time this season in their 5-1 loss to the Boston Bruins for Game 1 of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Carolina Hurricanes beat the New York Islanders 3-1 in their opening game. In the GOJHL, the Sutherland Cup round robin continued with St. Mary's falling to Fort Erie 2-1. In women's hockey, Toronto defeated Montreal 3-2 in overtime, Boston won 2-1 over New York, and Minnesota was blanked by Ottawa 4-0. The Toronto Blue Jays beat the San Diego Padres 5-2, and round one of the NBA playoffs kicked off yesterday. Orlando fell to Cleveland 97-83, Phoenix lost to Minnesota 120-95, New York defeated Philadelphia 111-104, and Denver beat the LA Lakers 114-103. The forecast, mostly sunny today, expect a few clouds and some gusty winds, the high is 11, a few clouds overnight with a low of minus 1. Lots of sunshine tomorrow with a high of 12 degrees. I'm Tamara Thornton. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.